Clarity Act passage odds slip to 50% as Trump picks a different fight. The crypto industry's signature market structure bill is losing its runway. Galaxy Digital cut its odds of the Clarity Act passing this year from 60% to 50%, and the prediction market Polymarket prices it even lower at 44%, according to CryptoSlate. The downgrade is not about a new policy fight inside the bill. It is about a clock the Senate is running out of. With a separate political standoff over a housing package soaking up the floor time crypto legislation needs, markets read the news as one more weight on an already heavy week. Bitcoin sat at $59,860 as of June 29, 2026, down 0.3% on the day and 6.8% over 7 days, with the Fear and Greed Index pinned at 16, or extreme fear. Ether traded at $1,572, off 10.2% on the week. None of that is a direct reaction to the legislative timetable, but a stalled federal framework removes one of the few clear upside catalysts traders had been pricing for the second half of the year. A scheduling problem, not a policy one. The Clarity Act would set federal rules for how digital assets are regulated, splitting oversight between the SEC and the CFTC and giving the industry the legal certainty it has asked for since the last cycle of enforcement actions. It cleared the Senate Banking Committee in mid-May. Since then, it has sat on the full Senate calendar with no procedural motions filed to start floor debate. Galaxy's analysts tied the cut to that inaction rather than to any single disputed clause. Senate Majority Leader John Thune needs to formally schedule floor debate by the first week of July to fit a vote in before the traditional August recess. Miss that window and the bill drifts into September, when midterm campaigning starts to dominate the calendar, and floor time for anything non-urgent becomes scarce. The math is unforgiving. Every week without a procedural motion narrows the path. The housing bill that ate the calendar. The new variable is President Trump's refusal to sign a bipartisan housing bill unless lawmakers also pass the SAVE Act, a voting measure unrelated to crypto. That standoff has turned routine legislative business into a high-stakes negotiation and pulled leadership's attention away from market structure work. SpendNode readers will recognize the pattern from the stalled federal CBDC ban tucked into the same housing fight, which is now frozen for the same reason. Crypto policy keeps getting caught in fights it has nothing to do with. The bill's substance is broadly settled at the committee level. The blocker is bandwidth. The disputes still on the table, passage odds, at a coin flip also reflect real disagreements that a floor debate would surface. Senator Elizabeth Warren opposes the current text on the grounds that it weakens anti-money laundering standards, an argument that echoes the law enforcement warnings over Clarity's Section 604 KYC carve-outs. Senators Ruben Gallego and Cory Booker are pressing for tougher ethics and conflict of interest provisions. Developer liability protections under the Blockchain Regulatory Certainty Act remain unresolved. On the other side, Senator Cynthia Lummis continues to push for passage, framing federal rules as the thing keeping U.S. firms onshore. That argument has weight. She has warned that the U.S. is falling behind the EU, UK, and UAE precisely because rivals have moved while Washington stalls. A coin flip that hinges on July's calendar, a 50% forecast, is not a prediction of failure. It is a statement that the outcome now depends almost entirely on whether leadership clears 2 weeks of floor time in early July. If Thune files the motion and the housing standoff resolves, the odds snap back up. If July passes without a debate scheduled, the realistic next window is 2027. For anyone holding crypto assets in the U.S., the practical takeaway is narrow. A delay does not change the rules that exist today. The SEC and CFTC keep regulating under the current patchwork, and exchanges keep operating under it. What a delay removes is the certainty that would let larger institutions commit without legal hedging. For now, the bill's fate rests less on what is written in it and more on a single line of the Senate's July schedule.